Уважаемый господин.
Distinguished President, I'm ready to repeat once again that your proposal related to the adoption of the rules of procedure with the understanding that we made is something that is problematic for my delegation. And in this respect, we would prefer to continue our discussions of the parameters of the implementation of these rules of procedures in order to ensure their adoption by all states parties with a full and correct understanding of what will be taking place in this room. Now, as far as the attempts of our Austrian colleague to interpret our proposal as a continuation of our work in line with established practice, I'd like to clarify that immediately. Our proposal, just as I said on earlier on numerous occasions, is to reserve our position on Chapter 10. And this means that the provisions of Chapter 10 would not be applied until all of us take a decision on these rules of procedures in Chapter 10 related to the participation of observers. This is why, distinguished President, as far as I understand and as I see the situation, we simply will be obliged to continue our discussion of the situation related to rules of procedure contained in Chapter 10, and will continue our attempts to find a common understanding on how such rules can be implemented until we do indeed have such a common understanding. We will not be ready to take a decision related to the rules of procedure, and we will not be ready to agree to these rules of procedure, because we see that these rules can be misinterpreted, because we also see that in that case we'll be facing pretty serious problems at a later stage of our discussions. That will lead to the politicization of this discussion. Our delegation is trying to avoid such a situation, and this is why that we believe that we must here and now reach an agreement on how we'll be implementing these rules and have a common decision in order to avoid any problems in the future. Thank you very much, and I'll repeat once again, we are ready to continue our discussion on how to implement the rules of procedure contained in Chapter 10. Thank you.